Welcome to the Episcopal Herald podcast during the 79th General Convention. The Episcopal Herald is an online magazine focused on envisioning the best possible future of the Episcopal Church and starting the conversations we hope will get us there. My name is Shannon Preston, and today I am joined by the Venerable Walter Baer of the Episcopal Churches, the Convocation of Episcopal Churches in Europe, and we will be talking about this Episcopal Convocation. Walter, could you tell us about your position, please?
Yes. Well, my position is sort of complicated because in the convocation we have a small staff. There's the bishop and myself and our administrator, and that's it. And so whatever the bishop or the administrator don't do, I do. And that includes things like communications, includes working with the missions, of which we have about 10, and working closely with clergy, wellness, pension issues, and some deployment issues as well. And so I have I travel around Europe a lot to our different places in six countries that we are covering, which is France, Belgium, Switzerland, Germany, Austria, and Italy. I mentioned Switzerland. Yeah.
And you're in France.
Yeah, and our office is in Paris, and we share office space with the office of the American Cathedral of the Holy Trinity, which is in a very prominent location in Paris, a very large a church building with a large congregation, about 1,000 members, and a sizable congregation every Sunday. And then we have several other large parishes, historic parishes that go back to the 19th century, especially in Florence and in Rome and in Geneva.
Ooh, okay. And how do you all stay connected as a convocation across such a great distance?
Well, I mean, one of the reasons we have a small staff is because we have a large travel budget for people. And so, for example, the clergy meet twice a year for an extended period. In February, we have a retreat, which is about 4 days, and it's in some, usually in a monastery of some kind, somewhere in Europe. Most recently, we were in Sicily. Last year, we were in Lisbon. Time before that, we were in Italy. And then in the summer, we have something called Clericus in early June, and that is more fellowship, less structured program. And most recently we were in Vienna for that. And it's a great time of bonding for the clergy. And so the clergy are bonded that way. And then we also have commissions, and the various commissions also meet over usually a several-day period to do their business. And then we do a lot over Skype and Zoom and other kinds of online ways of holding meetings. And then we also have our convocation convention is usually from Thursday through Sunday. So, and there's always really some high-level programming that goes on, often from someone from the Church of England, but or from the States, or from somewhere else in Europe, giving a program, and then we conduct our business through that time, have various fellowship events, and some of the commissions meet earlier. Council of Advice, which is like a combination of the Standing Committee and Executive Board. They always meet before convention, and then they meet in person three other times during the year, and then otherwise they do things by, you know, online meetings. And so that's sort of how we stay connected. And these meetings all move around the convocation. So if you're on one of these committees, you go around to different places. So we had one woman who belongs to one of our congregations in France, and she's British, and she says, "I've never traveled so much until I became an Episcopalian." Anyway, so that's part of it. And so, and the convocation picks up the tab for a bit of this travel. And then we have training events for lay people, and they each congregation gets to send three people more or less at convocation expense. And so that's why we keep our staff very small, and then we are able to do this kind of thing that really holds us together very well.
And can you share about how you're represented at General Convention? You've got a
deputation. Yeah, we have a normal deputation. We have four clergy deputies, four lay deputies, and one alternate in each order. And then I'm here. We have a booth here in the exhibit hall, and just sort of explaining who we are. And we're also selling our prayer books. We happen to have a German English, French English, Spanish English, and Italian English bilingual prayer books, and those are available for sale. And we got a bunch of, you know, giveaways. A little advertisement for our new retreat center that we have in Tuscany, outside of Florence, which has become affiliated with us and is run by an Episcopal priest called Santa Maria a Farano. And so that's a sort of a cool new place that we have. We also have new missions going on in various places, and that's also exciting. There's an entire community wants to join us in the south of Italy with 60 people in it. And, so we're looking at how that could best be done.
Cool. And we who are looking, you all are looking for a new bishop now, or you're in the process?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, Bishop Pierre Whelan, who has been bishop since 2001, and we're called a convocation because our bishop is actually a suffragan to the presiding bishop. So actually the presiding bishop is our bishop. That's one of his official jurisdictions. And so Pierre Whelan has worked for, he's now on his third presiding bishop. And he announced that he is resigning his office and presumably retiring in the summer of 2019. And so that set off a process for us to elect another bishop. And Bishop Whelan was the first elected bishop in charge of the convocation. Before that, they were appointed by the presiding bishop, and now, and then affirmed by the House of Bishops. And now, since 2001, we've elected. He was the first one elected. And now we're in the process of electing. And four nominees were announced about 2 weeks ago by the search committee. And we've had many, many applicants, as one can imagine, not just from the Episcopal Church, but from throughout the Anglican Communion and some of our communion partners in Europe. So we've cast a broad net, and I think we've got a really good lineup of people.
How many languages does the candidate have to
speak? Well, they have to speak. I mean, a requirement is that a person speak one of our official languages, which are French, German, and Italian. And so, and all each of them is fluent in at least one of those languages, and they have had international experience as well. So.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Before we end, just to say, it seems all the Episcopal churches in Europe are very open to any Episcopalians from the U.S. who are
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, check us out. I'm sure that it'll be printed, but it's TEC-Europe.org, and you can go and if you're traveling to Europe, come and worship with us in various places in our six countries.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Walter.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you.
You too.